This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Number one best-selling Australian young adult author of the Medoran Chronicles, Lynette Noni, is back with a brand new book called The Prison Healer. Lynette joins me on Zoom this morning to talk all about it. Good morning, Lynette.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Take us into this book. What is it all about?
So yeah, Kiva's 17. She's been locked in this this death prison for 10 years. And so the only way she's managed to survive is by kind of keeping her head down, being the prison healer, looking after the other inmates and also spying on them for the warden. But then one day the rebel queen of one of the main kingdoms in this world is captured and she's sent to this prison and she's very, very sick. But along with her kind of comes a note from Kiva's family in this written code that says, don't let her die, we are coming. So Kiva's stuck keeping this person who's very, very sick alive. But at the same time, this very sick queen has been sentenced to a thing called the trial by ordeal, which is four elemental tasks that are sentenced only to the very worst of people because it is really unsurvivable. So in order to keep her alive long enough for her family, for Kiva's family to come and rescue them both, even though she doesn't know why they would be coming for the queen, Kiva volunteers in her place to take these trials. So that's kind of the premise of the story. And there's, you know, there's a lovable young assistant and a surly, grumpy protector guard and a really sweet, charming love interest. And it's just kind of all those things. And a plague. Sorry for everyone. This pandemic is unfortunate timing with this.
Just throw the plague in there. I wonder where you got the inspiration for the plague from, Lynette.
I wrote this book before that happened. Thank you very much.
Lynette, I've got the book in my hands here right now. You've created an entire fantasy world, including some maps at the front of the book, so you know it's a legit fantasy read. Where did the prison, which is the map I'm looking at right now, Zalandov, come from?
So I was on a book tour in the middle of 2019. So again, before COVID, thank you very much. And I was over in Perth doing a festival called Scribblers Festival, which is this amazing youth literary festival. A lot of schools come to it. And I had a day off in between the sessions that I was giving and everyone just kept telling me, you need to go out to Fremantle Prison. You need to go out to Fremantle Prison. And I'm like, do I look like the kind of person that, you know, you recommend going out to a prison just for a day trip? But they're like, no, it's a heritage listed site. You know, it's really beautiful. And so I went out there and so the thing about Fremantle Prison that I didn't know is that when there were prisoners there, their kind of a lot of their job or their labor was to dig beneath the prison and to dig these tunnels in order to provide water for the rest of the prison and then later for the township of Fremantle, because I think a storm hit and their water supply was damaged. And so I actually did a tour. I went down these insanely terrifying tunnels deep into like the bowels of the earth. And I walked through some of these tunnels that were dry. And then I even hopped in like this little canoe thing to paddle through the ones that were partially submerged. And the whole time I was there, this setting was just coming alive in my mind. And then when I went above ground, I'm like, I don't want to leave yet. So I went back again that night and I did a night tour. And so we saw like the hangman's noose and like the flogging post and all the exercise yard and everything after dark. And it was so eerie and I just felt transported to this place. And so when I was on my flight home, this story just started bubbling out of me and I just, you know, it's a 5-hour flight back and I just started writing and I just knew that my prison had to kind of be very, because it was just so real in my mind. And so I took a lot of elements from that and I turned it into a fantasy.
Yeah, you certainly did. Now, look, I was looking through the acknowledgements at the back of the book and I saw that you started that by saying, I don't often use the word marvel, but that's what I've been doing since the moment of the prison healer's inception. Why is that word marvel so right for this experience?
I think a lot of things just fell into place with this book. It will be my 9th published book, which is amazing and terrifying since my first one only came out in 2015. So I have done a lot in the last 6 years. And last year I didn't even release a book. So technically I've just done a lot in 5 years. And so with The Prison Healer, it was kind of an accumulation of everything that I'd worked for building up to this one point and then this one book and everything I'd learnt along the way about, you know, because I always want to be a better writer with every book that I write. And so I want to learn from the experience. I want to, you know, be taught by my editors and by the world. And so all of that, everything had kind of come together into this one book. And then, I mean, I wrote it in 26 days. That's how much it just needed to get out of me.
Wow.
And then, yeah.
I'm guessing that's fast for writing a book of this length. That's a hefty book.
Yes, I mean, I have friends who spend 10 years writing a book. So, I mean, I would never encourage anyone to write a book as fast as I do because you lose all sense of time and self. And then you kind of come out of it with this mental breakdown. And then you just need like a week to kind of remember that, oh, there are human beings. Oh, okay. Yes. What is this sleep thing? Cool, cool. But I have a terrible memory. So, if I don't write fast, I tend to just rewrite the same thing over and over because I've forgotten that I've written it. So yeah, the entire journey of The Prison Healer was just marvel after marvel. And then once we went on submission with it, it just kind of, you know, it went into auction at numerous countries around the world. And suddenly it was this thing that was happening to me that I'd never experienced before. And it really terrified me, but it was also really exciting.
Well, I look forward to seeing the movie adaptation. I'm sure that's what's next. What would you say, Lynette, is the trick to writing a fantasy novel for young adults? Because obviously this story is a fantasy set in a foreign place, but Kiva still reflects the real humanity of the teenagers who will read this book. How do you walk that tightrope?
I think one of the key things, I mean, there is no trick. I will say that up front. If there was a trick, I wish there was a trick. But I think just some things to keep in mind, especially when you're dealing with the young adult genre, is that, you know, this is essentially, it's a turning point in these characters' lives. So you have to treat them like they're real people. I have a degree in human behavior. So I use what I've learned about people and about the way we, I guess, interact with each other and the way we kind of dive deep within ourselves. And I try to bring that into all my books. So one of the main things I focus on is character development and giving these people flaws and making them relatable and making them people that you want to read about and you want to connect with and you want either to be your friends or your enemies or your mentors or your, you know, whatever you want them to be. At the end of the day, you know, a young adult fantasy novel, actually any novel is... it's for escapism. So you want to kind of hone in on that, I guess, and just try and create a world and people in that world who people want to escape with.
Mm. Now, look, you're a Christian and you're pretty upfront about that in your acknowledgements at the back of this book. I'm curious to know, how does your faith help influence what you write about?
I guess I kind of use it as like a guiding star in a way. Like there'll always be elements of morals and values and in my book. So you know, in my Midoran Chronicles series, for example, there's this sentient library, which is kind of like this, you know, almost like this Aslan kind of figure that kind of steps in with the guidance that you need at the right time and but also opens these doors. There's a lot of metaphors in my Midoran series. And in my Whisper series, which is my other duology, and that's, you know, all about the power of speech and the, you know, life and death is in the power of the tongue and how our thoughts and our words are so powerful. And so I use that again as the metaphor to bring, I guess, the supernatural element into it so that those words actually produce whatever you say. But with the Prison Healer, it's very next level. This is probably easily my darkest book. It's very, you know, it's set in a death prison, so automatically it wasn't going to be all happy, happy daisies. And so that was really difficult for me to kind of, I guess, work from that space and work from a really horrific world and with really horrible people. And I just had to sit back and think, well, what do I want to kind of infuse into this? And to me, our world is just getting so much darker every single day. It's just this, you can't deny it. You know, at the end of the day, I want people to enjoy the book, but if those who are willing to look deeper, I would like them to, I guess, find hope through that and see that there can always be light in that darkness. If Kiva can survive a death prison for 10 years and keep surviving whatever we're going through, we can give it another day and we can give it another day and we can give it another day. And so the overarching message is of hope and is of light and is very much of survival. But again, it is a dark setting. So if you are triggered by anything in that kind of thing, I would, you know, just have that warning going into it.
Yeah. Well, it's a young adult's novel after all. And I believe this is the first of a series, Lynette. Are you working on the sequel yet?
I have written the sequel. So we have an accelerated release schedule for this series. So the sequel is actually coming out in October.
Wow.
So it's all done. I literally just received the very final part of the proofreading this morning, and then it's done and dusted and ready to come out.
Wow. So was it another 26-day effort for the second book?
Actually, It was not 26 days. Unfortunately, the timing of it, I had to write it right when COVID hit and right when Australia went on lockdown. And in the middle of that, I had to have surgery. I came down with an autoimmune disease. My grandmother passed away. So it was just kind of one thing after another. And then like everyone just stuck in their own little isolated bubble. And so the hit of that, it really kind of, impacted me mentally while I was trying to figure this out. But I think I wrote it in 5 to 6 weeks, which is still a ridiculously short amount of time. And I would not recommend that to anyone listening.
Did you feel like, I imagine, I've talked to a number of authors who have written books through COVID, and people, like, I think the general consensus is, it should be a really easy space to write in because you're locked indoors, but it's actually also really hard. Did you find that?
I did. I struggled. I don't know anyone who didn't struggle, like you just said. I think, and this is for the whole world, but creatives in particular, we are quite sensitive to that kind of thing, and especially for the mental health aspect of everything. And when you are creating something, you need to kind of feel safe in whatever position you're in. And I think with the uncertainty of the world, especially very early on in that, when we were getting these horrible figures of how many people would die, and then when that actually eventuated in the rest of the world, it was kind of like we were all holding our breath all year and just waiting for the next horrible thing to hit and so writing from that space was not a great experience for anyone.
Yeah.
But, we push through, and that's what we do. We persevere and we survive.
Well, I'm very excited that this book is, after writing it before the pandemic, it is finally here as the vaccine's being rolled out. It is The Prison Healer by Lynette Noni. It's out now. Congratulations on the release, and thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us on Hope Breakfast.
Thank you. This has been awesome.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.